This is the Hollywood Casino Press Box. Now back to Frank Cusimano on 590 The Fan and 590thefan.com. How I cried.
Welcome back. Hollywood Casino Press Box, all new 590 The Fan. Martin in 9 minutes. Earl Austin Jr. a little bit later in the 11 o'clock hour. We're also going to talk about Mr. Kroenke and all the litigation. Here's an interesting text. Guys, why not have soccer at the Dome, fill the Dome to show the MLS that they can have a following? What is the average attendance at current STL game? Does he mean St. Louis FC? They fill it, but they only seat 5,000 at Worldwide Technology Soccer Park.
Wouldn't
the
appeal of getting an MLS team would also be getting the new infrastructure around
Absolutely,
it as well?
Yeah. It's a nice thought because you have the stadium, but the MLS wants new stadiums. Yeah. They want them downtown. They want it soccer specific. They don't want to play in that sterile dome. I mean, you know how bad that dome is when you have 40,000
in. Yes.
Imagine if you had 20,000, how bad it would look.
The average home attendance last year for STLSC was 4,200.
Yeah, which is, I think, sold out almost. That's about what they seat. Frank, I reluctantly went to a KC sporting game last summer when I was in town and had an absolute blast. The atmosphere was awesome, and the pace of play literally kept us on the edge of our seats the whole game. Very excited that this is a possibility in the STL.
I'll be attending the women's game in May. So if St. Louis does get an MLS team, you all can personally thank me for attending that contest.
Oh, you already bought tickets?
Uh-huh. My dad, yeah, my whole family's going.
Oh, his dad. Still on scholarship.
Oh, God, yeah.
Oh, you got to be.
Are
you kidding me?
He offered. We said yes.
So the number of times that you and your bride have gone out to dinner with your parents that you paid?
That we paid, like maybe once because we felt obligated to. It's gone way down, though. My sister moved back from D.C. in September with her husband. So there was a stretch during the fall because my parents were really excited. We're like every weekend we were going out to a restaurant that we liked either on the Hill, South St. Louis, downtown, Clayton, Maplewood, like once a weekend at least because my parents were so excited. I guess the excitement level has gone down a little bit because it's been a couple weeks since we've been invited out to a nice little dinner. But we went to Kingside. Actually, this is on the log tomorrow, but next Friday, Kingside Diner, which we'll be broadcasting from, their new location.
Where is it?
We went to the new location in Kingside last Saturday. Clayton Road, Bonham, and Brentwood. It's right across the street from that aquatic center, that outdoor area. They have an ice rink there now, but there's an outdoor pool.
Bonham and?
And Brentwood. Right across the street from that aquatic center is an apartment complex that it's inside of. It's nice. It's a much more modern look than the one in the Central West End.
Boy, diners are where it's at.
Oh, yeah.
You got the Olivet Diner, and then what's the one in Maplewood or... Oh, gosh, we were just...
Southwest?
There. Southwest. Oh, boy.
See, I like Tiffany's Diner as well. I forgot where that's located at. I don't know. I don't think it's in the Grove. Actually, it might be in the Grove.
It's on the second floor of the Clayton on the Park building. So 8025 Bonham.
Baseball is like watching paint dry. Hopefully, people will watch the soccer instead. Much more entertaining. I don't know if I'd agree with that, but I
well,
do
baseball
think...
Depends what baseball team you're watching, I guess.
Yeah.
I'm from Portland, Oregon, and when the Timbers became MLS, the attendance grew like three times as usual. That's interesting. I don't know if you guys know this concept. Is Cincinnati has a USL team, and they are now moving to the MLS. It would be equivalent to like the Memphis Redbirds moving to the major leagues. They drew so well. I think it's Nippert Stadium in Cincinnati, and they've had such a great, passionate response to soccer. The MLS decided, we're going to bump you up. So that's pretty
now,
cool.
Is that going by talent or just by...
Well, that's a great question. I mean, you can't go with the USL roster.
Yeah, anybody can sell out a stadium, but if the talent, the equivalent of the MLS, too. That's weird. Usually see that.
Yeah. Tiffany's is in Maplewood on the corner of Manchester
another diner.
And Sutton.
Yes, I've eaten there.
Love
that's
Tiffany's.
An old school diner.
Yes.
Yes.
As opposed to, well, there's, I guess Kingside would be considered modern, yeah.
Yeah, that is like most of the seats are up kind of at the bar area.
Have your jukebox there with the actual records they're playing. It's fantastic.
I had a Bananas Foster milkshake at Olivet Diner recently.
Ooh.
Oh. Ooh, that's serious. That's really good. All right, let's see what else. If you'd like to be a part of the program, you can do so. 855-282-8255. Winning Streak text line, that same number, 855-282-8255. 8255. Let me tell you about one of our great sponsors and one of the reasons that we are on the air. That's the Bomberito Automotive family. In fact, Ed Carpenter, Indy 500 driver, will be at the car show this weekend at the Bomberito 500 Gateway Motorsports Park area. He'll be signing autographs. He'll be there Friday from 5 o'clock to 7 o'clock. As we mentioned before, the Bomberito people have signed up, I think, till 2021 or 2022 to be a part of this great race. They're everywhere. They're in your neighborhood. They're on your television. They're on your radio station. Anything sports-oriented in the St. Louis area, the Bomberito Automotive family is a part of it. All right. Let's see what else here. You all had a Freddy's steak burger. They have started to pop up in St. Louis. Hands down, best burger I've ever had. I don't think I'd go that far.
Freddy's steak.
There's one by in the Creve-Coeur Cinema area right there on Olive Street Road in Creve-Coeur.
Okay.
They're like good burgers, good milkshakes. They're not Carl's great.
Oh, my God.
No, they're not that good. But and they're a franchise. I don't want to give them too much love.
Oh, so. Boo them.
Yeah, forget them.
Unless you want to advertise and bring us free food, then yay.
Yeah.
In my opinion, Ozuna is what his stats were last year, which is what he's averaged in all of his seasons except 2017. With that said, I don't think if the Cards give him a qualifying offer at the end of the season, other teams will bite. So if he starts out hot and there's an opportunity to move him for prospects in season, they need to jump on it immediately. If he starts off hot, you keep him.
What is his number going to like? I know free agency is hard to judge. The last couple years have been a little bit different. Like if he hits, let's say there's about last year, his arm is a little bit better, his throwing arm, so his defense is there. Like, what's the year as an AAV for a Marcelo Ozuna?
That is going to be an interesting one to see,
because
he
could re-sign him. I mean, and nobody thinks they're going to, but if you could get the number in, like, the $50 million, $60 million, I'm not for sure exactly what year.
Oh, no, I think it'd be a little higher than that. Of course, the numbers have been down. Kamish said, I think, the other day that Goldschmidt would be looking at $5,150 after this year.
Which I could see. I mean, that's about, the market about says that.
Yeah,
for him.
He's 30.
I think he's 31 or 32.
Yeah, that's fine. Frank, do you think you'll ever get over the Rams leaving? Jeez, let it go, man. No, you let it go, prodigal. I could care less. I don't lose sleep over it. Don't think about it. I just like to see them lose. Is that that bad? I mean, when they play on those Sundays for 3 hours, I want them to lose. In fact, this Monday, we're doing a television story on a security guard from St. Louis. And the guy went to UMSL, and he spends every dollar he has to go to Rams games. Now, he hates Stan Kroenke as much as I do, but he still loves the team, and he's somehow going to scrape up enough money and get to the Super Bowl.
Huh.
And so we're going to shoot this story Monday. And so today, I'm getting out my winter coat because I'm going to shoot a story. I won't get into that. It's too much of it. But I'm going out to shoot, so I'm looking for a winter coat. And I look in my closet, and I had this spectacular black, beautiful leather Rams jacket that somebody gave me once. So when I shoot this story, I'm going to give this guy the jacket. I sure as hell ain't going to wear it. I'll tell you that. All right, we'll take a short time out. We will be right back with Martin.